Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I mainly talk by waving at people and say mouthing things.
Leave it up to interpretation.
You know, it's a couple. Here's a couple of big guys. Welcome to my COVID gripes corner. Here's a couple of pet peeves. I find that I still smile at people with a mask on.
Yeah.
100%. And I feel foolish every time. And I also find that I'm just walking around with my mouth wide open under that thing.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It's like a reflex.
I stopped nose breathing in March of 2020.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't done it since.
If someone just grabbed my mask off my face, like, without telling me, you'd find like,
you look like you were riding a roller coaster. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am
gasping for air.
Pre-screaming under there for sure.
Totally.
And I don't know why. I think I'm trying to get it away from my face a little bit. I think I'm like, this is kind of.
Make a little room.
Yeah. Exactly. Make a little room in there for secrets.
I think it's good that you're still smiling under your mask, because what if you were dead-eyed smiling before? That's crazy. You're smiling, but your eyes don't change? That's not good.
I saw a video of a woman who could smile with just her eyes.
Tyra Banks?
Maybe. Well, I'm sure. And she is clearly like the goat of smizing.
Yeah.
But like, this was insane. She had a mask on. Right. And that was just my hands. That was just some perfect object work.
Mask. Jordan's doing some sign language too, which is nice. For us.
She had this mask on, and her eyes, like, it looks like she smiles, and then she pulls the mask down, and it's just this the dead faced, like, unpleased scowl of someone who's through with your bullshit, you know? And it was like, I tried to do it for a while and I frightened myself.
That's a talent. I don't know.
Or my other
or a
thought
curse.
Was,
I don't know.
Yeah, what's curse, the opposite I was of a gonna talent? Say, is that a gift or a curse? Nobody knows.
Sorry, were you stung by a bunch of bees just on the bottom half of your face and now you can't move it? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights on the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, I can't do it. Sam, introduce our guest.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
One of the funniest people alive. We're so thrilled to have her. You know, the Canadian sensation, Deb DiGiovanni.
Deb DiGiovanni.
Canadian sensation. I like it.
Absolutely.
I love
embrace it.
It's going in the bio. It's going in the bio.
The all-dressed flavor of people.
Which always was chaotic to me. I never got it. It was always
too much.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Calm down.
I love it. I love it. But
I also love them.
I have an affinity for strange chips. I'm a bit of a chip explorer. Guys.
Weirdly, this came up on the episode with another Canadian, with Tolev. We love overwhelming chips, Jordan.
It's true.
Like, I want something so cool ranch that it defies gravity.
Okay, well, you know what, kids? Let me tell you this. Years ago, you may not remember this, but it was years ago when they. I don't remember which brand, but they went extreme.
Yeah.
And do you remember this? And they did flavors that were extreme. And okay, the one thing that I do miss and love about Canada is ketchup chips. Love it.
Oh, ketchup chips are incredible.
My fave. But the ketchup, it was so, it burned your mouth. It was too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
I remember it being like, this is the shit. They were on the market for 20 minutes.
I remember we did Cooler Ranch for sure. Ooh. I do remember the extreme flavors. I remember specifically an extreme pickle flavor I was like, what are we doing here?
This is a lot.
But I'm still laughing at something being so elementally ketchup that it like ruins your day.
Right?
It was so ketchup I had to take a knee.
It offended me. It was so ketchup.
And they won't do it anywhere else for some reason. America's not ready for ketchup chips. In the UK, and I'll talk about it to anybody who's listening. They're doing bacon chicks.
Crisps in England they just hit different. They just do like roast turkey. You're like, what?
Yes.
And you have them and you're chicken, like, damn, they're so good.
I remember having a bag of scampi crisps that I'm hunting to this day. That is my white whale.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like fried shrimp. It was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. But
that sounds great.
I digress. We're not fighting chips.
No.
We're not fighting extreme snacks. We're going to fight hunks today. We're going to fight hunks through history, hunks from pop culture, the greatest hunks to ever hunk the hunk horn.
Great.
And for any Deb heads just joining us, the way that the game goes down, it's just a big game of who would win in a fight between with a category, basically. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. The weight classes are kind of based on how much space they take up in your mind. So not necessarily who's a heavyweight or a lightweight. It's more cultural. And it's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Dogs can fight babies. Whatever needs to happen. But there must be a winner. Those are the only rules. It's Fight Island. The island craves justice.
Am I fighting anyone or are we
you're not fighting
they're fighting
anyone.
Each other.
We are here to orchestrate the fight. We're gonna decide who the matchups are and ultimately who the three of us we're gonna vote and decide who we think would win in said matchup. So first we're gonna do the lightweight round. And I just need you guys' lightweight hunks. What is a lightweight hunk? What constitutes a lightweight hunk? Is it that they're not as hunky as the other hunks? Can they maybe not? Are they not as strong? Did they not get enough milk?
I think maybe they burned bright and flamed out.
Okay, love it.
I feel like they might be new. They're just growing into their hunkiness.
Interesting.
Oh, a little green hunks.
You know what I mean?
A little wet behind the ears.
Yeah, green hunks. Did you say green hunks?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, a little wet behind the ears. They're just like. Do they
like
shave
a green
yet?
Banana.
We're not sure. Like a green banana. You're like, give that 3 or 4 days. It's going to be delish, but not yet. It's too
totally
soon.
Hunk.
Now
totally.
It'll give you a tummy ache. If you eat it now, it'll make you sick. But yeah, I feel like that. Or the ones that, you know, they just went from like playing all the stuff on, you know, on the Nickelodeon. And now they're like 24. And you're like, wait a minute, are you a hunk now? What's going on?
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? There does come up a point where it's like, it's almost like looking at a Magic Eye poster. It's like, you became a hunk. The kid from Harry Potter was one of those. Cedric?
Yes.
Is it Cedric?
No, what's his name? No, Neville Longbottom.
Neville,
he was like,
Neville's
ugh.
A hunk
and
now.
Then,
Google,
oh my God.
Google shirtless Neville.
My God. And now he's like, damn, Neville.
Yeah.
He's like offensively hunky. He like
he's wildly hot. Yeah.
It feels that he went into like some sort of hunk chrysalis that the rest of us don't know about.
Yes. He got stung by a toxic hunk.
Yeah.
And now he's hunky. He's been hunkified, large, terrible.
But it like, it happened too rapid to where it's scary. He looks like sharp.
I know. It's alarming.
I also think that about, but I wouldn't classify him as a lightweight hunk by any stretch. Mm. The guy who plays Doctor Strange.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. He, not a lightweight hunk, but I think he's a little sharp.
He is a little sharp. Angular. Yeah. You know what, though? I was going to say when you were talking about lightweight hunks, my brain instantly, for some reason, just went British. I don't know why. I just feel like if you're a British hunk, you're automatically lightweight. Why?
Yes.
Why?
100%.
But it feels right, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A little. I don't know why. I think it's because we could offend them with words, you know, that would be the thing.
Yeah, you can't be hunky if, like, you're like, my favorite food is beans. It's like, come on.
Or as we call them, saucy plonks or whatever. love you, Britain. I'm sorry.
I love Britain too.
Hey, I was born in the kingdom.
Were you really?
I was born in Aberdeen, Scotland.
Oh my goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Fairness.
Yeah. I agree with the very few exceptions. I think that the British, when a British voice comes out of someone's face, you're immediately kind
it's
of
a
like,
little like, oh. I can take them. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why. You're just instantly like, we're fine. We're going to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like Orlando Bloom is hunky, but he's like, sure. He's not like a hunk. He's like, he's like a hunk on it. Yeah, he's like a teen beat hunk. He's not like
a. Yeah. Yeah. Because just even the word hunk, the word hunk, it gives you, you know what I mean? It's.
Yes.
You could lift something up.
Yes.
He's never lifted more than a gallon of milk without
Orlando,
passing out.
Orlando, specifically, Legolas was the perfect role for him. Because he's that kind of hunk, you know? It's like, I went hair blowing in the moonlight, but like, oh, you got a splinter? Well, put him down. Time
to. He lived a good life. Yeah,
it's only
going to
get worse.
And you know what? It's just. Yeah, stupid. I wanted to say though another real glow up.
Please,
it's a TikTok term.
Please,
a
please
glow up of the British realm is that the one from he played the Beast in the new movies.
Oh yes,
and what's his name?
Oh, yeah. I met him.
He's so hot.
I met him at a comedy show and so friendly. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk with this about this, but he shared his marijuana with me. Nice
really?
Guy.
Cool as anything. Look at that. But he was in that movie with Hugh Grant, another lightweight hunk.
But he's coming back.
Featherweight.
Is the problem.
He's
coming back.
Totally. He can't go away. He's a cockroach. God bless him. But do you remember that movie when it was about a boy? Or no, was that what it's called?
Was he the boy?
Yes, and the hunk that you smoked weed with was the boy. And he was an unfortunate boy, and now he is a babe.
He's the boy that it
was
about.
Dan Stevens is his name.
No, it's not. It's
what?
No, he played the, you know, darn it. His name is Jonathan. No, wait a second.
Hang on, I accidentally Googled Beauty and the Beastie.
Did
and
you?
That is something
oh my God,
else.
Are you like, what's his face?
That is.
Ron, just, no, that's not that the right one.
Different movie.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Damn it, everyone.
Okay, hang on. I've got the IMDb. It's okay. This is still good radio.
I'm panicking.
Dan Stevens was the Beast. I don't know.
Oh, wait a second, though. About a boy. No, I'm sorry. Nicholas Holt.
Oh, yeah. He's a babe now, too. Yeah.
He's a babe.
Okay.
Dan Stevens is a babe, too, though.
He played the Beast in X-Men. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Beasts.
Is there another Beast? Yeah. There's other Beasts? Yes. Oh, God bless. I didn't know what other Beast.
Honestly,
Dan Stevens is a hunk, too, though.
I got to say, I like this. Nicholas Holt versus Neville Longbottom is a battle of the burgeoning hunks.
Oh, yes.
The burgeoning very British good. Hunks.
That is good. That's a nice one.
Well, they're both British. Does that?
Yeah.
No, it's perfect.
No, that's good. Yeah. It's the same level. It's why they're in the round they're in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now answer me this.
Okay.
We're fighting the actors, not the characters,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay, so, hang on. Who plays Neville Longbottom? Let's get his real name.
He should use his real name instead of
the
role that trapped him into doing a million sit-ups so he could get out of it.
Matthew Lewis.
Okay.
Couple of real normal guy names, too.
Truly. Okay, so the question before us is
cute though. Both very
Matthew
cute.
Lewis, you very son cute. Of a bitch. Look at this guy.
Look at him. I know.
He is a statue. He's a Greek statue.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question before us is who would win in a fight between Nicholas Holt and Matthew Lewis? And my gut says Lewis. This guy is a chiseled out of marble. He's got magical abilities as far as we know. This this glow up is surely some sort of act of sorcery, a pact.
Yeah.
With the devil.
But finding out heights. How tall is everyone?
But Nicholas Holt, the real stats, Nicholas Holt, he was the Beast. And we can't discount that.
But he was also the Beast, but he was also a little, sort of tentative about it, though. But he was tentative about being the Beast. He's like, I don't sort of want to. And remember, he tried to make himself not the Beast. And then he's like, oh, darn it, I fucked it up. And now I'm the Beast.
He's no Kelsey Grammer who just fully
You know what I mean? He needed it. Kelsey needed it. Okay, right now, this is what I know. I know that Nicholas Holt is 6'2.5".
Okay.
How tall is our friend?
Let's find out. Let's go to our old pal.
6 feet. Matt All Bruce. Right. So now we're getting somewhere.
We've got some reach.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that that's much of a reach. That's
not. If it was like a 5'9 to a 6'2, then we might have some troubles.
Yeah. That's like one inch on each.
Eye to nose. It's not that much. Yeah. It's not that much.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, I instantly went Matthew Lewis too. I don't know why. Like, my gut said.
I think Lewis. I know why. It is that there is a certain amount of grit from going from very weird looking to hunky.
Yes, instead
of,
totally.
Instead of old Nick, he was just like an imp who just kind of naturally became
you just need to grow up
the way you grow. I mean, Lewis had to do the work. He had to saw a bunch of boards.
There were braces. Severe braces. Like, they may even have to remove a couple of those teeth.
You're right.
Because do you remember 100%. That he looked like he had a handful thrown into his mouth? Yeah. Like, do whatever you can to catch up. It was trouble.
He specifically was hired because he was a weird looking kid.
Oh, yes.
Kid.
Yeah.
And the other kid was, you know, he was odd looking, but he wasn't a bad looking kid.
No.
Nicholas Holt, like you said, all he had to do was grow up.
All he had to do was grow up. No.
Neville was in there every weekend working the face machine. I don't know.
He was doing something. He was working. So you know the rage is built up in Matthew Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that he's waiting for this.
He fought through it.
Oh, yeah. He is gasping to punch someone. Like, he let's do it.
And I think now he's like a London theater actor, which makes him scrappier.
Oh, absolutely.
Nicholas Holt is a movie star. He's doing he's getting pampered.
Pampered, absolutely. He's eating at the craft table. Old Lewis is bringing his lunch. Do you know what I mean? Bag lunch to the theater.
Matthew Lewis is running from soccer hooligans every day to play practice.
He is. He's like, oh, God. You know?
He does have
pancake makeup. He's in trouble.
He does have bag lunch energy.
You know? It is a little bit. Like, leftovers from last night, and Holt is, you know.
Okay. here's some facts about Nicholas Holt from weirdly enough, this is not from Nicholas Holt Facts for Kids, which is our normal website we go to. So I can't say these are going to get a little blue, but you know, we'll see. his full name. I hate this. His full name is Nicholas Nick Holt. Oh.
So, just in case you didn't know the short form.
Yes.
Yeah, so friends call him Nick.
Couldn't be implied.
No,
he's Sagittarius. He was born in Wokingham.
Do you know what that means?
Wokingham,
Berkshire.
What if this episode was a big reveal that Deb doesn't know enough about astrology?
It is, though. I don't know. Like, Sagittarius.
You're going to get chased out of LA.
I swear to God.
If somebody said you better watch out for him as a Sagittarius. I wouldn't know what that meant.
I know. Nobody knows.
Oh, they're part horse? What are you talking about?
Oh, God. I'll be on the lookout. His parents were a pilot and a piano teacher. Now that feels
that's a lovely combo.
A lovely
combo.
That's nice. Combo.
Really? Now, that's from a romantic paperback.
Absolutely.
I can see them, flying away as the music plays.
Yes, exactly.
And when the music plays in my head, it is the Come Fly Our Friendly Skies.
But you see that maybe he had to take piano lessons. He's got dexterous fingers.
Now that's
gouging for gouging.
For gouging.
Right?
High gouging stat on Nicholas Holt.
High gouger.
He's a 10 gouging.
He is this also kind of harkens back to, was he hired as the Beast because of his nimble gougers, you know?
Yes!
I imagine the fight would go down. It's like in my head, I know it. I know it's against the rules, but there's spells flying and Nicholas Holt is using his feet to do crunches and shit. It is hilarious that the Beast is not a very good scientist, that he was like, I think I've got it, and just like blew it, made himself.
Whoops, I'm all blue.
Blew it, literally, yeah. Okay, I think, honestly, I'm going Holt. I'm locking in my vote. I'm going to say Holt, the nimbleness. I think he's quick. I don't think he has the crunchy kind of bone mass of a Neville, if you will, mm-hmm. of a Longbottom. And at the end of the day, I think magic is pretty powerful, but I don't think Neville's, you know, he's not
he's a Hufflepuff. He was also a Hufflepuff. Do you know what I mean?
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Don't accept the drink. That's all we're, you know what I mean? That's like literally it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. Something says Holt, has it in him. He's dreamier. He's slightly dreamier. And I think that gives him the edge in this one.
Are you changing, Sam? Are you saying?
I'm gonna let you be the tiebreaker, because I'm still gonna say Matt Lewis, and say he's like wiry, just like guys built like that are good fighters. Like he's built like an oak scrapper.
He's built like an oak door, because he's like wide, but he's wiry.
He's like no fat on him. Yeah,
yeah.
I could picture Matthew in like a Fight Club situation.
I could honestly see it being like, that's how he got here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, then one day something awakened inside of me.
And he fought all the other aging Harry beautiful. Potter actors.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. He beat up Rupert Grint. Now he's here.
Okay. So Sam, you're saying Matthew.
Yeah,
I'm saying Holt.
You're going Nick. Okay, I'm gonna say. Okay, now listen. And this, just for the record, this doesn't mean that I would like that I like Nick any less.
Sure,
I would still make out with him just as hard.
He's listening, so
just as hard, and maybe even harder, because he's the one that loses the fight. Do you know what I mean? So I might have to console him. But I think Matthew's gonna take him. I just had a visual of him doing you know what I mean, in the basement, a bare knuckle, and it felt right with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did. and he's like screaming in a mirror, like, in hunkyato! And it worked. It fucking worked. That was also a very nice way to break it to him.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think you might have a chance at that consolation.
You know what
smooch.
I mean? So there you go. So we're giving it to Matthew.
Matthew
right.
takes it. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Matthew Lewis takes the lightweight hunk round. So middleweight hunks, we're moving into a different bracket here. I'm going to say, let's try to dig deep. Let's push into history. Who are some historical movie hunks who maybe didn't get what they deserved, you know? Maybe were too quickly forgotten.
Oh, this is good.
Maybe they're
Deb, I have a question for you. Go. Who is like the Canadian hunk? Like when you think a Canadian hunk.
Well, you probably think Ryan Reynolds.
I go
Ryan Reynolds,
to Ryan Reynolds
or Ryan Gosling.
I go,
which is kind of a
two
nice
Canadian
fight.
Hunks. That's a it nice is. Fight.
That's a good fight, am I right? You want to do that? Let's do that. Because that's supposed to be honest. Canada is medium weight. It's never going higher than medium. Like that's just it. I love you, my home and native land. But
two Ryans.
This is a very good middleweight.
This is
fight.
A good fight.
Gosling versus Reynolds. There is that inescapable kind of Canadian middleweight vibe.
Yes.
Even though they are both high potency hunks.
High potency hunks.
Currently working. Sure. I'm abandoning this historical hunk treatise because this was too perfect. Good. This one just came.
This one. This is a natural. This is organic. This came
fell
out organically.
Fully formed out of the mind of the hunk lord.
Yeah.
What now? I'm gonna save him for heavyweight. Okay.
I'm doing some
recon. The question before us is, thank you. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling? And, you know, boy, if there was, I mean, these two combatants, a quarter turn off from one another, Yeah. You know, there but for the grace of God goes Ryan Gosling, and there but for the grace of God goes Ryan Reynolds. They were almost each other, mm-hmm. I think.
Now, you see, this is like, okay, you know, hunkiness, you know, mm-hmm. good, but it's like, okay, so we go, Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds is the funnier one.
He's although funny.
We do
he's
know funny. That Ryan Gosling's got a wry wit. He's you got know, a wry wit.
You know if you're hanging out with Gosling, you're having have a couple
giggle.
Of chuckles.
You are having a giggle. But I think Ryan Reynolds is more of the clown, where Gosling is more so. Because let's be honest, like we all, listen to me. I love me some Ryan Reynolds. He's actually sure. he's actually my favorite of, he's of hunkiness he's, of the hunkiness.
Now okay? I mean, married Ryan, to Alanis, he's got pure absolutely. Canadian bona fides.
I mean, come on, but. Also, but okay, but he's also like, he's really only come into his own in like yes. since Deadpool.
Yes.
Like, let's be honest. Like we yeah. all, I mean, I've loved him. Listen to me. If you're listening, I love you so much. If you're listening,
Ryan,
please don't listen to anything that I'm going to say because I love you. But honestly, Deadpool is when he really came because it was, he had a lot of, God bless him. He had a lot of flops.
And, yes.
There was a did. Lot. Yeah. And Gosling has not really ever taken a misstep in terms of movies.
I'm the ultimate Ryan Reynolds success story because yeah. I did not like him. I was yeah. like, Van Wilder, hate that guy. He's in everything. Oh my yeah. God. Blah. Yeah. And then not only did he win me over with Deadpool, which I am an unabashed Deadpool
same,
fan. I
same.
Didn't
one
care
of my faves.
Before the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Now anything Deadpool,
yeah,
sign
all
me up.
For it. Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
And he won me over by being like, now what I'm doing is good and it's fun and like, just get on board. And I was like, yeah. you're right. Ryan,
yes, and also right. He makes fun of himself for the Green yes. Hornet. What's it, the Green Hornet? Green Lantern.
Oh yeah, Green Lantern. When he kills
yeah,
himself.
Green Lantern.
In the credits,
I mean, he makes fun of himself for how terrible that was, and, mm-hmm. and blah blah blah. So you got to mm-hmm. give him that. But then there's the intensity of Gosling, who he's just simmers with intensity.
So intense.
Simmers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The man.
He's got steam. He's got steam down. Coming off him all the time.
Truly.
He's got steam coming off.
Driver.
Chill out, man.
Drive.
God. Drive. Yeah. I mean, he barely spoke. He barely spoke. He was so, yeah. you know.
Incredible movie.
Yes. So
he's more like believably badass to me.
Yeah.
He is more believably badass. And when it comes down to it, like.
Is it just because he shuts the fuck up? Is that
like,
it?
Maybe.
Is
maybe.
It just, he's just quite willing yes. to be quiet? Yes. And Ryan Reynolds could never shut up if he wanted to.
No. Remember from the the movie where they actually, what was it?
He was Deadpool in
yes,
Wolverine.
Yes, in the Wolverine, where and they just took his mother away.
He also makes fun of in yeah, the yes. in the yeah. after credits
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, he kills Deadpool. Him too. But Gosling does seem intense, though.
But he's not gonna, Ryan Reynolds isn't gonna win any Oscars, you know? Ryan Gosling.
Has he is. He's at least been already nominated, and he probably
totally.
Will.
Yeah.
Now, I want to think, this is what I think of when I think of Gosling fighting. I think of mm-hmm. Gosling like being like super efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like almost like a martial arts kind of vibe.
Very much
where
so.
He's all like, you know what I mean? It's just like limited moves, but very powerful moves.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember
did you guys see Nobody?
Yes. Oh,
that's
incredible.
Movie? It's so rules. Good. It's so good, but that's exactly how I picture Ryan Reynolds fighting. It's all very like economy of punches.
Yes,
and, like,
economy
very tight
of punches.
Spaces.
Total.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so.
But you know, jabs and oi.
But I also see Ryan Reynolds doing anything it takes to win. I could see
same.
Him biting if it's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
I could see him grabbing balls and twisting
yes.
them. That's gonna get
but, but also having a quip. You know, every time he does it. Because yeah. you know that Ryan Reynolds is talking the entire time. You know that?
Time.
Yeah, he's shit talking. He's the entire time. Yeah.
And you know,
right?
he's got about a 70% hit rate, but
oh,
when
sure.
they hit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're really enjoying the hits.
Yeah. When they hit, they hit. This
remember,
is fun. I love this one. I'm going to think about this one later by myself.
Deborah's going to have updates on this fight for weeks to come on her Twitter.
I'll keep bothering you. I've changed my mind. Guess who wins? Oh, no, next week. You know what? New winner.
How did she call into a podcast? It's on a radio
so
show.
Deborah has to stop now. We got to end it.
She figured out how to hack.
Deborah, you're very much nailing the spirit of this too, because that
right?
is very, that is a very good point with the yeah. fight economy. I see,
yes.
I see Ryan Gosling like you remember the movie Snatch when another hunk, Brad Pitt
yeah.
is like
yes.
the pikey boxer guy, and he just stands there and somebody swings and misses, and then
mm-hmm.
he, like,
and he just
puts
yeah,
their
and then he
out.
Just one punch and he's down.
He waited,
yeah,
for his moment,
yes,
much
yeah.
like Ryan Gosling,
yeah.
Did.
I think so too. So I think
he flicks the cigarette before he takes that punch.
And also too, it's like, so I would think, okay, I would think this. I would think that Ryan Reynolds is all shit talking and going, you want to go? Like, you want to take that? Mm-hmm. And then Ryan might give him one of those, Gosling might give him one of those kind of like little chuckle. That's confident chuckle. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The scary kind.
If that's what you want and you're like, sure. Oh, yeah. He probably takes off a jacket. I'm assuming he's wearing a jacket. Takes off a jacket. He folds it. What? Puts it down, folded it. And then they step outside. Do you know what I mean? Yes.
He takes something out of the pocket and gives it to a guy.
Sets it down. Exactly. That doesn't want to break scuffed. It. Yes. And then it's just like, you know.
Okay. Deb, I'm going to ask you to pull your vote here. Because
I'm going
to
say, now again, as we know, romantically, Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
This fight Ryan. For me. But Gosling, I'm sorry, I think Gosling's going to take it. It's going to be a flurry to the solar plexus.
Yeah.
Which I could not point to on a dummy. I have no idea where that is. But it's
getting punched.
It's getting a flurry of punches there. So yeah, I think that's what's happening. And then it's just, and Gosling won't even break a sweat. He'll barely break a sweat and then just
doesn't need to
put his jacket back on and it's over.
He breaks sweats when he's training, you know?
Yeah.
The fight is all delivery.
Yeah. So,
Okay. Fair. I'm more conflicted than ever. Sam, do you have one?
I've got one and it's in opposition to Deb. I'm thinking it's Reynolds and here's my reasoning.
Okay. Go.
One, Reynolds is a little taller and he's a little thicker. He's a little more jacked. For as much as Gosling has an amazing career. He's never been a Marvel hero.
No.
Reynolds had to get lit up. He had to get huge.
Yeah. That Marvel treatment is that's Willy Wonka level.
Yeah, he gets the Kumail syndrome. He's had access to the Kumail serum.
Oh yeah.
And then two, Ryan Gosling was a child actor. And he's a very good actor, but he's very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
Ryan Reynolds has had his ass handed to him constantly. And I think verbally he breaks Gosling down, hurts his feelings, and kicks his ass.
Wow.
Did you ever see the remake of Amityville, which is not a great remake, but Ryan Reynolds is in that. And let me tell you, there is a scene and he's just in pajama bottoms. And they're wet and it is burned. It is burned into my brain. It is burned into my memory. But trust me, he was on the, I think that was right before Green Hornet or Lantern.
Because he
was in phenomenal physical shape.
Full
I'm still sticking with Gosling, although now I'm feeling bad about it.
No,
so that's my reasoning for Reynolds.
That's
so,
very good reasoning.
Jordan. The reasoning for Reynolds and it makes sense because he has had to fight for it. He's had to, you know, Hollywood put him through the ringer. I myself was like, you stink, Ryan. You're bad and you should stop. And he didn't, did he? And Ryan Gosling is a bit of a golden boy. If he did something that was bad.
He's not really had a big fail. He's really not had a big stinker.
We can't even think of it if there is one. We can't think of a flop.
But he is the silent viper of this match.
I'm telling you.
It's at the end of the day, I think the Fight Island crowd, like me, is with Ryan Reynolds. I'm giving it to Reynolds. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds takes
it. We overrode Deb in the two areas of her expertise, Canadian and hunks.
It was hard. It was hard for her to do.
That was hard for me to choose, though.
She convinced me.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I realized it was good. All right.
Ding, ding, ding. Reynolds, by the skin of his teeth, I will say. By the skin of his teeth. The fact of the matter is the thing that almost tipped it in Ryan Gosling's favor is he is famous for wearing a jacket with a scorpion on it. And that ups your
toughness
factor.
Yeah. I'm saying there's blood. There's bloodshed in this. Ryan Reynolds is bloodied. He's bloodied. God, it's so hot.
But it's
so hunky.
It's so hunky in here. I have to fan myself up.
It's getting hunky in here. Stop. I don't know why I said that. I've never done something like that before in my life. So put your
pajama bottoms on, but just the bottoms.
Chops
just the bottoms.
All right.
They should be wet.
Enough.
Okay. here it is. The hunk fight that people have been waiting for all year. The hunkiest of the hunks, the heavyweight Fight Island hunk fight. Who are your heavyweight hunks?
Jared Goldstein.
You've seen those pictures? Damn.
It's wild. I gasped. I showed my girlfriend and was like,
listen, I know he's always been in shape, but then he's all like, oh, hi. Yes. You're like, what the fuck?
I had the same
ground reaction. Turkey, Marvel serum it's somehow. Ground turkey, right? Yes.
It was very much like you, like we always knew that Jared was triple hot, but nobody, maybe they did. I was surprised. I was like, holy shit, dude, you're like Marvel level. You're like Kumail level cut.
Like, seriously, that is like, like, you mean is, you could do a science project with him. Like, he's just, I mean, it's like.
You can't quite call it a glow up, but you can definitely call it a powerful new layer.
Yes, exactly.
Sort of a power clean of a transformation.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Totally.
Power move. Fuck Jared. Come on, man.
God, I know. Take it easy on us.
Please come back on the podcast, but he might win all the fights. That's
what's gonna happen. Jared wins the entire time.
I'm gonna say, as a former guest, he is disqualified.
Fair enough. Okay, so who are heavyweights gonna be? This is fun.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Please. And simply because of the work that he's put in, I've got a couple of heavyweights that come to mind. Fabio. I know Fabio isn't technically like a modern or even a particularly attractive man, but he is like, when you think of a romance cover, it's Fabio.
His technical business title is Hunks. Yes. Hunks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is. Yeah. It is.
That's how he pays taxes. Yeah.
Exactly. When he appears on Jeopardy, the bottom third is...
It says Hunk. Hunk. 100%. Absolutely. Hunk. That's exactly it. So even if you don't, your mother or your auntie is going like, oh, he's a Hunk. Like,
I gotta throw him out there just for the classical dedication to the form.
And I would say I think that's a good definition of a heavyweight hunk. Yeah. He's been around for a long time.
I was going to put him in the middle just because he is, after all things are said and done, kind of a weird dude.
Okay, who's going to fight him, though?
Deb nailed something I think that's important, which is hunk truly is a term for your aunt.
Oh, big time.
Hunk is an old-fashioned word,
so maybe
for sure.
Someone being hunky maybe even means they're less famous. They just are hunky. Like, in the way like Bon Jovi or Patrick Swayze or Idris Elba is a hunk, you know?
Literally, Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff. All-time hunk. I was going to bring Idris Elba into the equation next specifically because he is, I would say, the current...
So hunky. Yeah.
Like, hunkiness. He's the hot... When people are like, who's a hot dude who can be in this action movie? Who could be the next Indiana Jones? Who could be the next 007? Who could be the next?
Yeah.
It's Idris.
Each one.
He's mind-bendingly cool.
Really is.
Mind-bendingly cool. I love Hasselhoff again for his classic dedication to the form.
Yeah.
The man was the original. He was a hunk when it was dangerous to be a hunk. He was covered in oil on the beach, you know?
He was a hunk when we didn't even know what they were doing yet. Like, he was just
just dark
he
sorcery.
He was crafting it.
Yeah, we were all taking notes, like, so being a hunk is running?
Is cool. Is running in red shorts?
It's beach running is hunk stuff? You know okay, good.
So this is, you're right, because this is, it's very important, because, like, let's be honest, Ryan Reynolds, you know, Hasselhoff, there's no contest, but this is a different level of hunk. This is the heavyweight hunk. Yes. They've been around for a while. Yes. Your mom probably thought they were handsome. Do you know what I mean?
It says hunk in the Inquirer.
Hunky. Hunky in its original form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I gotta look up a couple things.
Go ahead.
I've got
Fabio from?
Two kind of specific ones.
I think he's like,
he's
Austrian?
Not from a country. I don't
know. No, wait, he's Italian.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm finding it right now.
Yes, for
sure. Fabio.
I guess Fabio. Okay.
He is.
Yes.
He was born in Milan, everybody.
Come on. How
hunky. That's swarthy.
I mean, that's the hunkiest. Yeah. It's the hunkiest.
That's the hunkiest place.
Hunky.
So two hunks on similar timelines, Brando and Paul Newman. Young, hot hunks. Brando gets insanely weird looking. And then Paul Newman just ages excellently.
Like, perfectly.
Paul Newman ages.
Paul Newman
sideways.
In The Verdict is like 60, and he's a huge babe.
He is. Yeah, yeah, Paul Newman aged very well. But he starts making salad dressing. What do you want? What do you want in life?
He was even a hunk on the bottle. That's where
I knew it. He was. That's the eyes were piercing on the bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fabio is Italian, 6'3". Whoa.
She's an immense man.
I'm telling you. Hasselhoff, born in where? Where was he born? He's American for sure, of course.
It's definitely. No way.
He was born in Maryland. He was born in Maryland.
He's just big in Germany. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But I can also see that being like the reason why. Like, wait a minute. He was born in Hamburg?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, Fabio 6'3". Wait, Hasselhoff 6'4".
He's 6'4".
Oh, two big boys. And Elba's pretty tall too.
Is he?
I mean.
I think he is.
I mean, we are hurtling swiftly toward a battle of the OG hunks.
This is it.
Fabio versus Hasselhoff.
All right. So let's throw down some of the stats then, what we know.
Okay.
Fabio, long hair. Okay, go. Sorry.
Sam, are you still, did you have another one?
No, I mean, I can't get out of my head that Idris Elba is the current hunk title
holder.
He's
the current reigning hunk.
You know what that means? There's no good person to fight him. He's already king. He's already king. We should
He's
go back to
the 90s. He's just watching the fight. He's watching the fight in a glass partition. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's in a throne. He gets
he starts the fight.
He decides. He does the thumb thing.
he does.
But it's just, we all know it's just going to be one thumbs up and then a second one.
Yeah.
And then the music from Turn Up Charlie starts playing and everybody dances and starts taking their shirts off. Okay.
Women turn to hunks.
I'm locking it in.
Okay.
This is a battle of the classic hunks.
Yeah, classic
who
hunks.
Would win in a fight between Fabio and David Hasselhoff? Okay. Keeping in mind that this is a hunk fight. Not necessarily because I want to say, like my gut says, Hasselhoff's got all that beach running. You know?
He's got all the beach running. Yeah, absolutely. But remember, oh, you know what? This is a point for Hasselhoff. Fabio got taken down by a bird on a roller coaster. Do you remember bird? That would be so traumatizing.
Yeah,
that's
not a good sign.
A bird smashing you in the face when you're on a roller coaster—that's the worst
thing.
I don't know how you come back from that.
Made so much more traumatizing by the fact that it was like if it was anybody else, it would have been crazy. The fact that it's Fabio, the man with like the crystalline face, who was like, "No, not my face."
Exactly.
It's the funniest person a bird flying in their face could happen to.
Absolutely. 100%.
At the end of the day, that's what
100%.
It is.
It is
like, what are the odds? It's like Randy Johnson hitting that dove with a baseball. You're like, when is a dove flying right in front of a baseball?
I'll bet.
It's Randy Johnson, the most famous pitcher at the time.
Do you think there was something that was happening that day that made Randy Johnson change his mind about? There was like something bad going on in his life and he was like, I don't know if I should be doing this. And then he killed a bird with a baseball bat, with a baseball pitch, and was like, well, that settles that.
I wonder if it was something low stakes too. Like he was like, should I sell my truck? Oh, I have to sell this truck now. It's the devil's truck.
It's the devil's truck. Think about the bird though, going into Fabio's face. Think what that bird saw. It's last moments.
He came at the bird too.
He was on the road, just a mass of blonde hair, overly tanned. Yeah. It's terrifying. The bird was glad to go.
The bird died, right?
Oh, I thought
or
I hope so.
Died in his face.
Yeah, he bit it in half. this gigantic pearly teeth.
He snatched it out of the air and just bit it in half.
Swallowed it whole.
So I don't know if that's a plus or minus for Fabio.
I will say it definitely. I mean, if there was like a column for strengths and weaknesses, we know exactly what Fabio's weakness is.
Exactly. Like send in the birds.
Birds,
you know what I mean?
To the face. Apparently,
also just skittish.
Yes.
Yeah. Constantly.
So
like,
you know,
Hasselhoff
is going to make bird noises. He's going to come out of caca. It's going to be a whole thing.
Because,
that's what I would do.
Because Hasselhoff, after all is said and done, has a sense of humor.
He does.
Whereas, you know, Fabio, not necessarily.
He's losing it in the translation. He sure is. There's no way.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, even if he is funny, it's like.
We're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. There's
we're not going to get it.
Okay, now look at though. Fabio, long hair, easy to grab and snatch and pull down into your knee. That's trouble. Yeah. And then also to in Hasselhoff's favor, he's very hairy. Which makes me think that my mother would use the word burly Oh, he's burly. My mother would say
a burly hunk.
He's a burly hunk.
But I will say, wouldn't that just mean that? Whereas I would imagine Fabio is pretty smooth, except for the head.
Hair. When I think of Fabio, I just think a lot of nipple. I think a lot of nipple. Too much. Be honest.
The sheer ounceage of nipple on him.
Do you
alone.
Know what I mean? But also, like, a punch would slide off him. He always seems smooth exactly. and a little oiled.
Exactly.
Right off him.
See, that's hard what I'm thinking. Because hard Hasselhoff, while less hair on the head, that hair is just more distributed widely across the body. I could see it. He's Fabio pursuit. Being like, I've got a hold of a gnarl of hair at the base of his spine and like lifts him, you know, throws him. Because let us not forget that Fabio, he's still a big guy.
He is still a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a gentle Absolutely. Guy. He's definitely getting like manicures and yes. like, I don't imagine he works out super high impact.
No.
But
A plus for Hasselhoff is they're practical use muscles. Mm. He's swimming. He's running.
That's fair enough.
Fabio, they're vanity muscles.
Yes. Wow. Interesting.
He's in an 80s gym.
Yes.
It's all frosting, man.
Yeah.
It's all costume muscles. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
One more. I don't know if this is a plus and a minus for Hasselhoff in the weakness column. Booze and cheeseburgers. My That's, man loves.
That'll get you. Yeah. That man will get you.
It's a minus. Loves to get drunk and end up on the internet. Is you it know? A minus or is he a little drunk?
Or is he scrappier because he's drunk? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Is he a you loose know? Cannon?
Depends on back in any I think moment. I think they're fighting drunks and eating drunks. And I think he's an eating drunk. I don't think he's a fighter when he's drunk.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm totally with you.
I'm true.
He's like, after this fight, can we get pizza?
I'm trying you know what I mean? To wonder. Yeah, he's already imagining.
Decided on the snack.
Yeah, totally. I'm trying to wonder if he would, as a beach guy, have any command over seagulls that he could shoot at Fabio. But I just don't think it's.
You see, there's he's definitely there's friends.
I don't know if that's in the cards. I can't believe
sand in the face. That's he's got that sand. Up his sleeve for sure.
Sure. Do you remember Baywatch Nights?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yes, but I never watched it though.
Baywatch Nights was a Hasselhoff vehicle where he was solving X-Files style mysteries at night after he lifeguarded.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's
wow.
It's Deb. It is well worth a
that's
watch.
That's a tuck in. You got to tuck into that just once.
I'm just going once.
Okay,
Fabio, and I'll tell you why. They are costume muscles. They are for show. But what happened when that bird hit him in the face? Did he let it ruin his career? No, he came back stronger. His face has endured. I would say, you know, if a bird came at him these days, he would be like, haha, I've planned for you. And like, you know, turn it around on.
He learned.
On Hasselhoff. I think they are still muscles. I think if frightened, he's going to react without knowing it. And
he's
I
definitely got PTSD. Sure.
And I think he is slippery. He looks like it would be like trying to fight like almost like a blow up like yard thing. Like you'd punch him and he'd just kind of like, you know, yeah. I'm locking it in. I vote Fabio.
Deb, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going to just for. Okay, I feel like it's going to be a fair fight. I do feel that way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Hasselhoff might have a lot of rage because he seems to me to be one of those dudes, one of those actors that doesn't understand why he never became a Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I feel like he is one of those of like, where did I go wrong? That kind of thing.
Yes.
Do you know? So I feel like there's a pent up rage there.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he wants to desperately prove himself.
Yes.
So desperation is always a very, you know, it's a good thing in a fight, right?
In a fight.
So, yeah, I think so. I think Hasselhoff is going to fight dirty as well. I think he's going to summon the power of the birds. He's going to be a hair puller. Do you know what I mean? He's going to be a sand kicker.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Hoff.
Yeah, Hasselhoff has flirted with has-been-ship for many years, and I think in his heart he doesn't want to. He doesn't want it to be so. Whereas Fabio feels like a man at peace with his station.
I think so too. I don't think Fabio's ever cut an album. Hasselhoff has. Do you know what I mean?
It's that's like that's what you do when you do not know what to do with your.
Yes, I'm gonna
players.
Sing
like,
now.
I'm a
no, that's it.
Yeah. Oh goddamn, mean? That's a really good
yeah.
point.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I think to continue that point, I think Fabio is more self aware, and I think that only hurts you in a fist fight between two men in their 50s.
Oh,
you do not want to be the guy that understands what's happening. You want to be the guy that's mad trying to be champion. I think it goes to the Hoff. I'm voting Hoff. All time.
You're voting asshole.
Hoff.
Unbelievable. A complete upset. Hasselhoff takes it. The heavyweight hunk of Fight Island. Deb, thank you so much for joining us.
This, I gotta tell you, this was a lot of fun. I might just keep sending you hunks that I think should fight.
Please do. We would love to retweet them.
Absolutely.
Where can the people find you on the internet?
I'd say probably find me Instagram. That's the quickest way, because that's where I post everything. Yeah. So that's Deborah DG. That's my first name, D-E-B-R-A-D-G.
Absolutely follow Deborah, one of my favorite Instagram personalities. Please can confirm. Sam, how about you? Where are you these days?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at @VoteSamWiles and at @SamWiles on Instagram. And if you haven't yet, check out my comedy album Regular Guy Out of Hell on Spotify.
I love that name for an album so much. It makes me laugh still to this day. I have a couple of podcasts. There's another one called Werewolf Radar. I'm on the Twitch all the time, twitch.tv/RazorLou. And I also on Monday nights play a game of Dungeons and Dragons in space with other comedians live on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetterThanHeroes. Go ahead and check that out. Holy moly, this was a fun app.
This
Deborah,
was fun. Thank
once
you so
again,
much.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the island. Sam, I think that does it for this episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.